Prepare yourselves.
A little bit, introducing ourselves. You know, of course, I'm Zombie Man. This is Wild Wind. First thing we need to do, you know. When did you get started in games in general?
You know, actually, my first computer game was Warcraft, actually. I played games when I was a kid, you know, the little Atari thing with the stick. You know, I did that thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just all nothing. And then Warcraft came out, and I really got into that. Really enjoyed that. Am enjoying that.
And you started WoW in what, BC or?
No, vanilla? It was right before BC came out.
Okay, so you start out in vanilla.
Yeah. And I meant to look up what year I started this week, and I just totally blanked on it. Yeah, but vanilla had been out for a while because my friend at work had been playing, and then I decided to download it and just was addicted pretty quick. So I've been playing since vanilla. I really like the, you know, getting the first playing on the, you know, vanilla, as they call it,
mm-hmm.
You know, as it's called, so to say.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that part of it. I hated the Burning Crusade. I just hated that expansion. Still don't like playing through that. You know, I didn't like the way the raids worked. I didn't like the way the instances worked. It was hard to get gear. It was hard to do anything. Hard to make gold. But, you know, while I was learning how to do shit, and we were learning how to do shit, and you know, that's just how it was. And the Lich King, that's my favorite zone in the whole game, still. Just love the Lich King expansion. You know, when they had the whole random instance thing, and, you know, the achievements started popping up, and, man, I was just totally right then addicted. Re-addicted, I should say.
Re-addicted.
What about you? When did you? What's your gaming history?
Well, I started playing games as a kid. I started playing on Ataris, and then friends of mine got computers, and so I started playing a little old game called Wizardry on an Apple IIc.
Oh wow!
Yes,
that'd be worth way some money back if you when. Still had that.
Well, I don't have that anymore. And it was my friend's computer anyways, but I played with them all the time. Went over there, and we'd sit down with his dad, and the three of us would be sitting there. Each had a character, and we had two characters because you could take a party of six into the dungeon. And then we played Wizardry, making the choices for what the characters did as we went further down and mapping the dungeon, because it was all... it wasn't pre-mapped or anything like that, and there wasn't any maps for it, so you had to, and there wasn't an internet at that time. So we were having to figure it all out ourselves. And that's what got me started on that. And after that, then I got into Dungeons & Dragons, where I got to do all of the work myself, creating everything. And then as I got older, then I got into computers more and more, and then I started playing, you know, their FTS model of the what came out before World of Warcraft came out.
And I did play those. I played the first one and the second one of those on the on my computer.
Yeah, I had the first and the second one and all the expansions that came with it. And then the first ever game that after that that I got was XCOM. All the different XCOM games where you're trying to save the universe or Earth from aliens invading. And then I got into Diablo after that. And
I didn't do any. I was thinking about trying that.
Yeah, I do like Diablo. It is. It plays completely different from the way WoW is. So don't expect going into it to play WoW by yourself. But it's very interesting, and it's I've got the Diablo 3 now, and I've played it all the way through the end on the base on the first round through. The only thing I dislike about Diablo 3 right now is that it does get repetitive, because you go through the whole storyline, and then you get to go through the whole storyline again for the next. Next tier, instead of expanding the storyline further. Every tier was just going through the same storyline again. It's just everything is harder to do.
Do you have an Xbox and a 360 and all that?
I have an Xbox 360. I have a PlayStation 3. I have a Wii. I have kids that play all of this. We even have Game Boys and iPads and everything else that we play on. So
I was thinking about getting a Wii for my daughter. I think she would kind of enjoy that.
Between that and the Xbox, my girls like, because they on the Wii they get to play the Dora the Explorer game and some of the other stuff, and then on the Xbox they have the dancing games that they can dance in front of it, and the eye thing watches what their body does, and so they dance around.
What's that Dora the Explorer game? Because she loves Dora the Explorer.
Oh, it's the Adventures of the Snow Princess.
And are the kids just Dora, and they go through and do stuff?
Yeah, they're just Dora, and they're running through trying to collect up the stars so that they can rescue the snow princess, and they use the stars to free the snow princess somehow. I don't really sit there and watch it.
Well, she'd love that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, and I got started in WoW in 2008 before Lich King came out, but after BC had already been out. And me and my stepson got into it pretty good. And I've been playing it consistently ever since then.
Did you do a lot of raiding, or?
Not in Lich King. I did not. He did, but I did not. In fact, I didn't really get into anything with raiding until LFR came out. And then not exactly true, because they had the daily raid that went on in Wrath, where you went into Naxxramas and just did one wing of it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was you'd went into where the Violet Hold was, where the prison was.
Right, I remember Dalaran. Those dailies in there. But
yeah, and those dailies were to go to Naxxramas and kill a specific boss.
Well. My guild never did that.
Well, that was a daily that you could queue up for with a group of people.
Yeah.
And you would find a group of people, and then you'd go there, and then you'd go complete the daily and fly back and turn it in and get your reward. And that was really the only time. That was my first experience with raiding. And then Cataclysm brought out LFR. And that's where I really started doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I really like LFR.
Yep, and I do too. And in fact, it's pretty much the only way I do raiding anymore is LFR.
Yeah. I haven't played Warcraft at all this week.
Well, I did some last night. I did a LFR. I went and go killed Tortos.
Yeah, see, I ain't got that far. I want to get through that. I want to get through that before the next one comes out.
Before 5.4 comes out?
No, before the next before the next expansion.
Oh, before 6 comes out, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be a... Do you think the next expansion will be the end of the raid tier for this expansion, or...
5.4 is supposed to be the end for this expansion, which will be where they add in the flex rating and also will where you go and kill or go do something to Garrosh Hellscream.
Well, I'm guessing he's going to be the last raid boss then.
Yes, he is. They've already released that in the PTR notes and stuff for 5.4. He's the last boss. Well, for those who don't read the PTR notes, spoiler alert here, but he's going to be using one of the old gods aspect as a shaw to go as a weapon, and then you are going to be trying to overcome him and his shaw-touched old god weapon. But apparently he gets all buffed out with shaw-looking pieces over top of him and stuff, but he's in control, so he's It's a different partake from their usual boss's corrupted situation to where the guy is purposely doing this to himself to turn it into a weapon, and he's controlling the whole thing.
So I guess Yul Jin is going to be the new war chief.
They haven't said yet, not officially. I don't know who it will be. Zul'jin, while makes a good case for it, he has a problem of getting backing from all the other people. Specifically, the Tarans don't really like the Zandalari much. Karen is really not liking him at all. But I don't think the Tarans are going to take charge either. Bloodhoofs haven't really been part of the storyline so far. And he's been very quiet and sit in the back seat type thing.
Well, maybe Thrall will take over again.
Yeah, well, you'd think that, but he's got a new baby, so.
Yeah, they'll force grow the baby and he'll be the war chief.
Well, yeah, they could do that too, but it'd be kind of weird. No, the better candidates for becoming war chief is either they find another orc to do it, or they may take Kael'thas, the blood elf leader.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what they need, blood elf leader.
Because right now he's been very directly related to what's going on in the Throne of Thunder and all of that kind of stuff, and him and Jaina have decided to put their differences aside while they deal with Garrosh.
That's probably who it'll be then.
Yeah, and he has
that makes sense
experience.
Story-wise.
Yeah, story-wise. And also, skill-wise, he has the most experience, too. He's been at it longer than any of the other guys at Statecraft. And he's been the guy that's been instrumental in keeping the Blood Elves alive, even after being attacked by the Scourge and everything else. I don't see Sylvanas ever. Sylvanas has been holed up and disappeared, and I don't know what she's doing. She hasn't been part of anything going on.
Is she not in the PTR at all?
Not that I've noticed. And she hasn't been in the notes. She hasn't been in any of the storyline up until now. And she... It's like she's just kind of retreated into the Undercity and is dealing with something else. She doesn't seem to be caring what's going on in the Horde itself.
Huh. She's probably Shaw Touch too.
Well, she may still be Lich King touched. Yeah. Since there's a new Lich King, it may be that she's kind of trying to kind of figure out what exactly that means for her and the rest of the Forsaken. So is WoW the only game that you play? Or?
Oh, pretty much. And, you know, I have Steam, and I play Walking Dead. And I'm trying to try to play some other games.
How's that Walking Dead game like?
Oh, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, actually. And you're the character, and it kind of gives you different scenarios, and then you pick one, and then you have to do it. And you're kind of going through the game. It's I like it.
Okay.
But I've never played a fighting game, and I think I want to try that, so I'm going to get on Steam and see what they have for a Mac on that.
Okay. Yeah, see, now the latest one, you know, I have Steam too, and the latest one off of it that I've been playing is XCOM Enemy Unknown, which is the newest version of the XCOM game, which all they did was took the original XCOM game and revamped it, updated it for new technology and better graphics and all that and stuff, and also made it a little bit better gameplay-wise. It's not a game for the faint-hearted, that's for sure.
Well, I was watching Twitch earlier and somebody was playing. It's called Devil May Care.
Oh, yeah. DMC.
That looked really good. I don't know how difficult that game is, but...
Yeah, I've never really played it either, so...
Well, it looks like a lot of fun when you're watching it on TV.
On Twitch.
Do you watch Twitch at all?
My coworker watches Twitch a lot, so I see it from time to time what he goes and watch. He usually watches people like Soda Poppin' and C-Doo and those guys.
That's who was playing that Devil May Care game.
Oh, C-Doo?
No, Soda Pop.
Soda Poppin'?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays a lot of different games, so.
Yeah, he's really entertaining.
Yeah, what was it, Thursday, apparently somebody hacked his WoW account. And so that was all done on the streaming where he was showing how hard it was going to take to get his account back. And apparently what happened is that because he finally, the people who hacked his account called him and told him that they hacked his account because all they did was called up WoW.
Uh-huh.
And asked them for the password. And they basically gave it to him.
Oh, shit.
And it was the same password as his email account. So that when he logged into his WoW account and changed the password, then he went to, you know, Soda Poppins' email account and used the same password and then changed it and then confirmed everything for the changing of it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty stupid using the same password for everything.
Yep.
Actually.
Well, I also have the key fob thing for the security bit.
Yeah, I do too. Can't believe they don't have that.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. It seems kind of odd.
Yeah, it's a free download for every smartphone out there.
Yeah, well, I got the key fob thing. I spent a couple of dollars and got that one instead. My stepson at one time had the free download one, and then his phone died. And then it was a real hard time getting them to remove the code off of his account before he could put in a new one.
You know, I can't remember. I got a new iPad, and I went through something real similar, and I didn't have to call anybody. I can't remember how I got around that, but somehow I was able to, I think because I had written down the code, there's like some kind of thing they tell you to write down.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote that down, and Then when I got my new iPad and I downloaded it again, I think I put that in there and it worked. But it took a long time. You know, I was getting really frustrated. It took me like a whole day to get logged in when I first got my iPad. And I was like, holy Jesus, this is going to suck.
Well, yeah, that's the advantage with the iPad or the iTunes download thing, is that you can download the exact same one and put in the same encryption key code and do the same pairing. But he was using an Android-based phone, so that option wasn't available.
Right. Yeah, they have 22 different operating systems, don't they?
I don't know about 22, but they have more than just a couple nowadays. I mean, there's BlackBerry and the Windows Phone and iPhone, Android. It used to be a Google, but Google's become Android. There was a couple other ones, but they pretty much are dying out too. So really the big ones are BlackBerry, Google, and Android, and iPad.
Did you happen to see any of the Worldwide Developers Conference?
I've seen some of the videos afterwards, yeah.
Did you watch any of the Apple keynote?
Oh, yeah. I watched the one about the new OS 7.
You know, I watched that, but the part that really interested me was that they're making pages and they're making all that other stuff for web use.
Oh, yeah.
And they're totally copying. Well, they're not copying, but they're totally trying to keep up with Google on that.
Google and Microsoft, because Microsoft has the same thing on their Hotmail Live accounts.
Oh, is the Google Docs?
Yeah, you got Google Docs for Google, which is on their Drive system, their cloud drive. And then Microsoft made Office iCloud, which is Office on the cloud. It's Office 360 or something like that. And that's all on the cloud. And then they have a SkyDrive, which is just basically Google Drive, their version, a cloud-based drive to store stuff. And those came out almost at the same time. I think they're like a week or two apart.
Yeah, well, I use Google a lot.
Oh, I have both a Hotmail and a Google account, so.
So how was your week?
My week?
Yeah.
It's been pretty good. In a while, as far as it's concerned, all I've been doing is running my running the LFRs, trying to. I need to get a weapon and some boots off of Tortos, and then I need to get some of the Titan runestones from off of the last six bosses in the Throne of Thunder, and I've only gotten four of those things. So I'm slowly picking that stuff up. And other than that, I've been doing the once a day a random dungeon and once a day a random scenario so I could get the Valor points and then upgrading my gear through with the Valor points.
Yeah, I'm going to try to play tomorrow a lot. And then Monday I've got I got that new dog.
Yeah.
And Monday I'm taking him to the trainer and see how much it's going to cost me to get him trained a little bit better. He's chewing on shit.
Well, that's what puppies do.
Yeah, well, I can't have it. I'm finding chewed up wood all around the house, and I don't know what he's eating. But
yeah, well, yeah, it gets kind of dangerous for the dog.
I can't have him eating doors and the wood floor and all that.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a good dog, and he don't mind me. So, you know, with a six-year-old, he's going to have to mind me.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to kill him if he hurt my daughter. I kind of like him, so. So did you happen to take a look at that site for the podcast or work on it at all this week?
No, I did not.
I didn't either.
I actually forgot how to get to it.
Oh. That's good. Well, it's in our Gmail account.
Okay.
All right, so is this the name we're going to go with? Is not just another WoW podcast?
I think so, yes.
Because I came up with another one.
Oh, what's the other one?
Radio Free Azeroth.
Radio Free Azeroth? Well, you know, there's a Pirate Radio Azeroth.
Right, Azeroth Pirate Radio or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I guess we could do a variation and be calling it a podcast free radio. Azeroth.
Because I'm looking at that name and I'm not really feeling it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just so generic.
Ah, okay.
You know, and it's so long.
Okay, so you're thinking Radio Free...
Yeah, Radio Free Azeroth or Talking Azeroth. Is that out there?
I don't think so.
That's actually good.
Call it KWOW.
Let me do a Google search for Talking Azeroth.
Okay.
Well, Talk Azeroth is a new show by Olivia Grace on WoWhead.
Ah, okay.
And then they have Azeroth Roundtable. That's a podcast.
Yeah, I actually listen to that one from time to time.
Then they have Azeroth Pirate Radio.
Mm-hmm. Apparently there's already a KWOW. A bunch of different KWOWs. It's an actual AM station.
I was talking to somebody and they said when you're naming your podcast, you really want to try to keep it about three words. So maybe if we drop the title to Another WoW Podcast.
Another WoW Podcast? Mm. Well, the direction of our podcast is we're going to be talking about WoW, basically, right?
Well, we're going to talk about Warcraft, and then we're going to talk about... I watch a lot of TV, so I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because I enjoy watching TV. Actually. And, you know, you play other games, and I'm trying to learn to play other games, so we should talk about that.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe we could, you know, it's an entertainment podcast, I would say. Not just a MMO podcast, but like an entertainment podcast.
Okay. And if we're not going to be specific to WoW consistently, then we probably should not have WoW as our name then.
We could just call it Shits and Giggles. Shits and Grins.
Wild and Dead.
That's a good
one. You and me.
I like that.
Wild and Dead.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to go with that? I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Wild and Dead.
I really like that. Yeah, the Wild and Dead podcast.
Yep. You can even change the wild to the Y like you use for your name.
Well, that's how I'll spell wild, W-I-L-D, and then wind is W-Y-N-D.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, Wild and Dead it is.
There we go. Wild and Dead.
Wild and Dead, yep.
I like that a lot.
Welcome to Wild and Dead.
Yeah, I like that a whole lot better.
Okay.
Yeah, Wild and Dead, episode 1.
All right. And then we've discussed before about how long we're going to take on these things, and we're just going to wing it for a first couple of times and just see how long it takes, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we're just going to talk until we don't have anything else to talk about, and then be done.
Yep.
You know, these first few ones are probably going to be shorter than the ones later.
Yeah, as we get more comfortable with doing this.
Right. And the schedule I'm thinking is going to have to be biweekly, since we have to do it in the middle of the night to fit your schedule.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to be on my Saturdays off, which is every other week.
Okay.
And I will try to, actually we need to, you know, we're going to have them biweekly, and I guess we should figure out when we're going to have to try to have them uploaded, you know, to the whatever site we make.
Yeah.
So do you think Tuesday's a good day for that? Or
how long is it going to take you to do the editing part of it?
Well, it depends on how bad we fuck it up during the recording.
So giving you a couple of days or 3 days is going to be enough time?
Yeah.
All right. Then Tuesday sounds good.
Yeah, we'll put an ending date of Tuesday, but maybe before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can get it up by Sunday, that would be perfect.
Yeah, then we can always just turn around and Twitter it out that it's up.
All right, then this is during the podcast. This is where we're going to have a commercial break.
Right.
So anybody that's listening, if y'all want to send us a commercial to your podcast, this would be a great place to send us a little 30-second spot. The more we get, the more we can play. So,
Even if it's just a bumper, we'll play that too.
Yep, just send us 30 seconds and we'll throw it in here, right here at this spot in the podcast. Or if you don't want to send a commercial, if you just want to give us some suggestions, I'll throw that right here in the commercial break.
Until then, enjoy an old-time commercial from the Internet Archives.
Lucky Beer, premium beer, Lucky Premium Beer, go lively, get lucky, swing to exciting beer flavor.
Finest ingredients, aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager, flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
Lucky Beer, premium beer, Lucky Premium Beer.
So let's talk about our characters.
All right, on to the Toon Talk. The roll call. So, obviously with your character, what's your first character? What's your character's name?
Wildwind.
And he's a...
Hunter. Night Elf Hunter.
Night Elf Hunter.
He's been everything, but he's a Night Elf now. He started out as a Night Elf, and he's back being a Night Elf.
He went through a few surgical procedures, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a Night Elf, and then I went to, you know, when my guild broke up, and we were raiding, but we weren't. I was in a guild that wanted to be a progression raiding guild during the Burning Crusade, back when, you know, that was all everybody had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But my guild, just, they couldn't get it together for whatever reason. So we ended up just doing Kara for, like, Jesus Christ, I bet it was 6 fucking months we did Kara. And, you know, twice a week. You know, we just clear Kara twice a week.
Wow.
And then, hey, let's go do something. No, I got to go to bed. Well, why do we have to do fucking Kara every week? Well, that's how you do it. You do Kara, and then you go to the next one. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, that doesn't make any sense. We're going to be freaking raiding all fucking day by the end of this thing.
Yeah.
And our guild leader was like, no, that's how we're going to do it. We're going to run them in order every week. So finally the whole guild fell apart because he was a nice enough guy, but he was an idiot, you know, honestly. So then I transferred to, I was really into WoW at that time.
Okay.
And that was right when the Lich King came out. Was right when my guild was falling apart when the Lich King came out. So I transferred to a different server. Left all my friends. I had a lot of friends on the old server. And what we had did is, the server I was on Blackhand, I believe. And they opened a brand new server, Ghostlands. This was back when WoW was in its heyday.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the servers were full, so they just opened up a brand new server, the Ghostlands server. So they was offering free transfers to that server. So, you know, I jumped on the first train over, me and a whole bunch of other people from my old server. So we rushed over there and made a guild, and, you know, we was going to be server first on everything. And, of course, that never happened. And then from Ghostlands, you know, after that all fell apart, I transferred to Grizzly Hills. And that was a cool server, I thought, but it's another small server. And I was part of a really good raiding guild, and, you know, they were number one on their server. Really, it was an experience for me because they were, like, clearing Naxx in 45 minutes and,
wow,
you know, doing 2 raids a night. And, you know, they were just kicking ass. These guys were pros. And for some reason, they, you know, I put an app in, and they took me. And, you know, I ran along with them, and my DPS was right up there where it needed to be. And, you know, I got some pretty good stuff out of the deal. But there, about halfway through, the whole guild just fell apart for whatever reason. I don't know. Some kind of upper leadership politics,
issues,
I would guess. But they fell apart. So then after that, I was really disgruntled. And I thought, you know, all my friends from Ghostlands have quit playing now. My guild has fell apart here on Grizzly Hills. So I'm going to join one of these mega guilds. So I transferred over to a server and put in an app for one of the mega guilds and got into the mega guild. And really, really enjoyed that, but I had to be a horde to do it.
Hmm.
To bring the story back into what we was talking about.
So
I was a troll, you know, a troll hunter. Because the orcs are just, I can't play an orc. They're just too damned ugly. You know, and I kind of like
trolls are better looking.
Well, they're not, but I kind of like the mechanics of the troll when they walk and run and shoot the bow. And I like the whole island thing, you know, they just seem calm and relaxed. Let's drink some rum, smoke a joint, and be good, you know.
Rastafarian trolls, yes.
Yeah. So I did that for a while and then got tired of that. So then I met this girl outside of WoW. Can't even remember how I met her. How did I meet her? I don't remember. Anyway, I met her. And she played Warcraft, so I transferred. So switched races again to a Worgen. It's when Worgens first came out.
So I
became a Worgen, switched over to her server, and that's the server I'm currently on. And then we dated for a while, and then I had a whole bunch of shit going on in my life, and that all fell apart. And so now I'm on Fizzcrank. And I was actually thinking about leaving that server, and then they came out with this virtual realm thing.
Yep.
So I'm thinking that's going to make it where I don't have to. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Blizzard thought that through before they did that, because that's going to stop a lot of people paying $25 to transfer off low-pop servers. But
yeah, because there's a lot of people who don't want to leave their low-pop servers and complaining about how there's not an economy working for them and that everything's harder on a low-pop server because they design everything for for a medium server population to get through it. For like when Throne of Thunder was opened up and you had to, the server had to do things to open up each stage. Well, low pop servers took forever to get through each of those stages, while a medium server was going at a reasonable pace, and the high pop servers were just blazing through it, opening up each section.
I really enjoyed when the, what was that island off of the, in the Burning Crusade? You know what I'm talking about?
The island?
The 2.4. It was that expansion. And you had to open, and it was you had to go in there and then you had to open up each little section. And it was like a server race to see which server would get there first.
Wasn't that Encourage or something like that?
No, that was back in the vanilla.
Okay.
Damn, I can't think of it now. One of my favorite screenshots of everything was there.
Yeah, see, that I don't know about because that all happened before I came in.
The Isle of Caldanus, I think it's called. The Isle of Caldanus.
Ah, okay.
Well, when that first opened up, I guess you weren't playing then. When that first opened up, it was completely overrun with the enemy. Open up each little thing, you know, you had to work your way to the ship, and then you had to work your way to the inn, and, you know.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, and I was really hoping they was going to do that in Pandaria, because I was really into that then.
Well, that's what they did in the Throne of Thunder area. That server race there when they did the Isle of Thunder, you first started off by getting the beach, going on to the beaches, and then trying to establish the beachhead.
Yeah, but the difference was
the right areas.
The difference was on the Isle of Thunder is that after a certain amount of time, Blizzard just opened it up. When they did the Isle of Caldanus, it was that way until your server opened it up.
Well, no, it was that way on this too. They didn't just open it up. They every server had to go and get it. Not all the servers did it at the same pace. And I remember this because talking to my coworker and stuff, he plays WoW, and his server sometimes got to certain areas faster in the beginning, but then through the middle and the end of it, I went there faster because he has a low population of Alliance on his server, but a high population of Orcs. So the Orcs, or the Horde, and the Horde was blazing through it real quick, but his Alliance side was it was taking it forever to get through.
Right.
And I was, you know, all Alliance on this one. I don't know how fast the Horde was doing it on my side, but I know that my server is a Mepop server, but it's 75% Alliance, so it's really unbalanced, and we were just blazing through pretty good, but there were still servers that made it there before we did.
So what's your main character's name?
My main character's name is Aralyn, and he is a Draenei hunter, Beastmastery.
Yeah, Beastmastery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play Beastmastery too. I played Survival all through the Lich King, and I liked it. But
I've been, ever since I've made him, he's been Beastmastery. So he also has the off-spec of Survivalist, but I rarely ever use it.
Yeah, it's the same way. I never go to my second spec.
But Aralyn was not the first character I created.
What was the first tomb you created?
The first tune I created was Zombus, and he was an undead warlock. And back in BC, and I had a lot of fun with him, and I enjoyed it. And back in BC, warlocks had to do special quests to get each of their demon pets that they get along the way. And when it came time for me to get the succubi one, I had to travel from the continent I was to the other continent, which wasn't too difficult to do. But once I was on the other continent, then I had to travel through the lands that were controlled by the Alliance to talk to some guy. And it was all higher level than me. So I was dying a lot trying to get there. And I got eventually frustrated with dying a lot in PvE, and so quit playing him and made another warlock, a little gnome warlock named Bilko, and tried to do the same thing, but I got to the same stage with him where I had to go get the succubi one, and I had to go to the other continent where I started from. And I tried to go through the swamp to get to where it was, and every creature there was 6-7 levels higher than me and just would chomp me in half in no time at all. And so I got frustrated with that and says, okay, I'm done with the warlocks for now. And I made Aralyn as a hunter because I really like the concept of having a pet traveling with me, since I usually played by myself, and that worked out very well.
I really liked the hunter class, and when I made a druid, and then I played it up to like level, my first character was a druid, but I only played it up to level like 14 or something. You know, just past the starting zone. And then I made the hunter.
Yeah, see, now both of my previous warlocks were what, level, I think they were like level 30 or so when I couldn't get to the next stage and area and stuff. And then back in Wrath, when I finally got Aralyn all the way leveled up, then I went back to them and tried again to go through and level them up and stuff. And then at that time, they had changed how you get your warlock pets. So I didn't have to do those quests anymore. And so it became easier. And I got them up to level 44, 45, something like that.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed the druid. But, you know, when I got the hunter and then leveling was so much easier. And, you know, back when I was leveling, it took a long time. And that's why I've never played have an alt character, because it took me so damn long to level Wildwind. Because what I did is I ordered one of them written guides that, mm-hmm. that you can print off. Because it was taking me forever. I couldn't get shit done. So I got one of those printed guides, and I downloaded TomTom. And it would tell me, okay, go to such and such spot, and you'll find this to pick up. And when I was leveling, they didn't have shiny shit. Or, you know, if you had to pick something up, it was hidden.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't all shiny and big fucking green arrows and everything saying, pick this up. You had to actually find the shit.
Right.
And it wasn't easy.
Nope. Nope, it wasn't originally. And that's why I used Carbonite for. It was making me find where this stuff was. And it didn't make anything shiny or anything like that, but it would put an arrow up where it would direct me, point towards what I needed to get to. So as long as I kept walking towards the arrow, I'd get to it. Of course, if I passed over it, then the arrow would turn around and point the other direction. And then I'd just turn around and then search in that area close to it until I found what I was looking for.
What I use now is Wild Pro. I don't know if you ever use that, but it's free. And it's the best leveling add-on out there, in my opinion.
Ah.
And it's all free, community-based. You know, anybody can, if you have the skills, you can help write the guides. And
yeah, I don't actually use any leveling software at all. I just use the things to help me to find the stuff. But I don't go by any particular guides.
Well, sometimes I use it for achievements. Like I really wanted that disc glider flying mount.
Oh, the
red hover disc.
Yeah, the flying red cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Wild Pro has that
in the lore walkers.
Yeah. And Wild Pro has that thing where it tells you where all those things are that you have to read.
Yeah.
So you download Wild Pro and, you know, put it in your add-on folder, and you can kick that out in about 2 hours. Well, that was, I really wanted that, so.
Yeah, I got it too, but all I did was just looked it up on my phone and saw where it was mapped, where each of them was, and then just purposely flew around until I got to each one of them.
Yeah, but I use the Wild Pro a lot. Yeah. I don't use it on Wildwind so much, but I have a bank alt. That I make a lot of bank alts that never get past level 12. And, you know, I use them for the first few levels and just to do different shit.
See, now I don't think I have anything I would call as a bank alt. They're all alts that I play to level and do certain things with. Between all of them, I have every single profession covered for both Horde and Alliance. And the idea was I had a particular Alliance one that I was going to play all the time to figure out all of the Alliance storyline. I have one on the Horde side that I do everything with so that I can know everything for the Horde storyline. And then the other characters were leveled and brought up so that I would have all of the skills. And then between all of the characters, I could make whatever I needed. Never would have to worry about it. But in theory, that's a nice plan. In practice, it's a lot more time than I have for it. So I have a bunch of characters that are level 40 and a few of their level 20 or so, and I just don't have enough time to play all those different characters. So specific ones get my attention, and then after that, if I have time, I go to the lower ones, but I generally don't.
Yeah, so. And I've also got a Death Knight called Death. What's he called? Ebonwind.
Ebonwind?
Yeah. I try to put wind at the end of all my characters. W-Y-N-D. Some consistency among all my characters. So that's really the only two characters that I have now. And I've actually got him up to level 59. Which is very good for me.
And now I don't have any consistency in names. So all of mine are... I tried to make it seem appropriate for their race and their class. So like Erlen, being a Draenei, shoots arrows, Erlen. But some names are just names that I've liked. Like my human rogue, who's 87... Her name is Asmodea.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. I always wanted to name a daughter that, but my wife wouldn't let that happen. So so instead, I got a character named that. And
funny.
I have a cat named that, too.
That's funny.
She especially didn't like it after she learned what Asmodea was. Asmodea, I took the name of Asmodeus, who is the lord of the ninth plane of hell, and feminized it to Asmodea.
Oh.
That's how I came up with that name. The only other high-level characters I have, you know, Asmodea, the 87 rogue that's I've been trying to play when I'm not playing Air. The other ones I have are Dreadwind, which is my Draenei Death Knight, who's 85 right now. And Strayleaf, which is my Tarn Paladin, level 85.
Dreadwind. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, except I didn't do the wide for the wind part, so.
That's why I should have named my Death Knight to the Ebonwind, Dreadwind.
Hmm.
Well, maybe I'll delete him and start all over.
Or you can just spend a few bucks and rename him.
Yeah, I'm cheap. I don't play melee characters very good at all.
Oh, really?
Well, I think it's because I've played a ranged character for so long, and I've never really played a melee character.
Ah.
You know, and if I can't, like, stand back and send my pet in to tear shit up and then I can attack him from a distance, I just kind of suck.
See, now with me... I'm very, very good with my hunter. I'm actually getting his DPS back up to where it should be now again, now that Stampede's been nerfed. But my rogue, I have a lot of fun with, even though she's a meleeist. She's combat spec. And so that's all she does is run around and stab people. I'm actually doing, I think, very well with it, but and I've been advancing through it. I've actually been finding it easier to advance her up through the line than it has been for my Tarn Paladin to advance up. So, go figure that one. But yeah, that's my highest level of, you know, after that, any of my characters that you're going to look at are, I got one at 51, Orc Hunter. And then after that, they're all 40s, in the 40s, 45 to 42. And then I got a couplet in the 20s. Zombus, he's still level 26. That's where he went to. He's still there on Nomaragan, but he's
languishing. That's Nomaragan, is what you're trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Nomaragan, yes. The right name.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. So do you PvP at all?
I have in the past. I don't really do it right now. In the times that I have, I don't know, just never really grabbed my interest. I don't know how to put it.
I used to like the PvP, and I can't get into it now. I like to watch it. I've never done arenas, and I've never done raided battlegrounds, but...
Yeah, neither have I.
You know, I like Alterac Valley. I just don't know how to play some of the newer PvP zones. And I guess if I just did them, I'd get into it, but...
Because of the legendary quest, I've done two of the new zones, the temple area and the new mines that they did.
See, I hadn't even started the legendary quest stuff.
I'm working my way through it. At least with one character.
I need to. I've got the beginning quest. You have to get some of that stuff from raids, and I just don't do enough LFRs. You know, and I really should be going through and doing every one of those once a week.
Yeah, because that'll get you towards your valor capping, and which will become important for you to do, because one of the steps is to get 3,000 valor, which if you cap for 1,000 points every week, then you'll in 3 weeks have completed that quest.
And that starts out at the over there by the. In that Tavern in the Mist, right?
Yep, Tavern in the Mist at the top of the path of 1,000 stairs. And talk to good old Rathion.
Yeah, well, I did that.
Yeah, you just got to keep going back and talking to him.
Yeah, I just have to do more LFRs to get the shit I need.
Oh, yeah, get the two charms things. I forget what they were called now at that level. But you had the wisdom ones and the strength that you had to collect. But now they've made it so that it's pretty much a guarantee you're going to get a drop of one or the other out of any of the LFRs in the Mogoshan vaults and such.
Well, I read that, but then I've been looking at some different stuff, and I'm reading that's bug.
I don't know. It's been such a long time since I've have it, and of course once you've completed you can't go back and see if you're going to get it, so and I haven't read it anything that's saying that it was bugged. I think that some people don't think it's working, and it's not a guarantee that you're going to get it every time, but that you will get it on the last boss out of each one of the wings or something like that. And it's also supposed to be now recently fixed so that once you've got all of the strength that you're going to get, then that you need to go on, that you won't get more of the strength, so you don't have a whole bunch of them, and not any of the other, and then you'll just start getting the other ones if it drops. But it's supposed to have a higher chance of dropping. Because Star Trek just came out with a new thing for them. A new, what they call as a fleet holding. Now, in Star Trek, instead of having guilds, you have fleets. And the fleets get to build things. And they work together. And they started, the first thing they did was make a fleet starbase. And then they came out with a fleet embassy. And now they're coming out with a fleet to lithium mines. And each of these things are that you have to work towards. You build them up, and they give you special things at the end of it or at each stage, and they open up different abilities and things that you can use. And it's all based on a reputation process. And the new dilithium mining, dilithium is the material that you use to buy things in the store or you trade it out with people who have what's called Zen points or Zen, and you exchange lithium for Zen, and then you use the Zen to buy it on their on what they call as their C store or the Z store. It's usually called the C store, but because Cryptic makes the game,
right?
And that, and on the C store is where you can buy upgraded weaponry. You can buy more character slots, more slots to have bridge crew, more slots to have duty officers. You know, basically you can increase the quality of life for your efforts to do things in the game.
Do they make a Mac client for that?
They do not make a Mac client for it at this time. For some reason, all of Cryptic Games do not have a Mac version for it at this time. And they haven't said anything about when they're going to do a Mac client for it. But it's one of those free-to-play games, but it has a what I think is probably the best model for a free-to-play game going right now, which is that everything in the game is open and free to you. They have three character slots that you get for free. And then you either mine dilithium to convert into Zen points to buy more slots open, or you spend money to get more slots open. But there's nothing that you can buy in the store that will make your character, well, there are things you can buy in the store that will make your character better. But if you just spend the same amount of time or a greater amount of time mining dilithium and then turning around selling it for the Zen points to buy that stuff in the C store, you can do it too without ever spending money on it. On the game at any time.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. And then they also have a monthly subscription process that you can do. And then they have what's called a lifetime membership, which you spend one lump sum and then you have the game for the rest of your life. And the people who spend monthly, then you get rewards based on how many days you keep the subscription going the whole time. And then for the lifetime subscription people, they immediately get all of the time-based bonuses that you could get, which is in some cases upgraded ships. They get more character slots. They get a bunch of it's a bunch of different things, basically. And then on top of it, and some of it's cosmetic, like you can get a little pet from a Wamugato, which is kind of a white ape with a horn on it. Came from one of the original series fight scene sequences. Kirk fought one of these white apes. But they also give you a monthly stipend with the lifetime membership of 500 of the Zen points.
Oh. Well, that's so cool.
You get the 500 points that you can either spend or save, and save up until you can buy something that you want to buy. And I've been playing this game for 2 years, going on 3 years now. And just last month is when I finally decided to spend money on the game. And then I bought the lifetime membership.
So you've been watching any new TV shows or...
I haven't watched any new ones. I wanted to watch some shows, but they didn't pan out as being long live. So the only thing I've been watching here recently, I've kind of been a lull now because all the ones I really wanted to watch are in are on delays now. Doctor Who is waiting until after summer, I think, is when they're going to start the next season. And then it'll be all about how the current Doctor is going to get regenerated into the new Doctor, whoever that's going to be.
When's Torchwood coming back, do you know?
I do not know. I have not been watching that one at all, so I have to actually sit down and watch it, catch up.
You don't watch that?
Nope, I haven't been able to.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah, I know it's a spinoff from Doctor Who for... Captain Jack Harkness, that's his name. Have you gone and recently seen any new movies?
I haven't been to a movie in a long time, but I've been wearing out Netflix the last couple of weeks. And I just finished Copper, and then right now I'm watching Motive. Have you seen that?
Motive?
Yeah. No.
I haven't even heard of that one.
Oh, it's on TV just regular now, and then you can also see it on internet. But what it is at the beginning of the show, they tell you who the murder victim is and who the killer is. And then throughout the episode, you have to connect the dots and figure out why that person killed that person.
Ah,
it's really
okay.
Good.
Okay.
And so I think I'm on episode 4. And so far, I've yet to, you know, at the end of it, I'm like, well, I never seen that coming.
So now it kind of reminds me of Person of Interest.
Yeah, I love that show, too.
Yeah. But I like it that, okay, here's the number. Now we got to figure out, is this the person committing the crime or is the victim of the crime?
Yeah, I think that Motive is a Canadian show. And they play it in the summertime here.
Oh, okay. Went and saw the new Superman movie.
Oh, I didn't know that was out already. Is it good?
Oh, yes. It came out last Friday. Or not yesterday, but...
Yeah, a week ago.
Friday, a week ago, yeah. Yeah, and it is very good. And if you're an aficionado of Superman, you will see elements of Superman from all the different time spans that he's been created in.
Did you see that they're coming out with a TV series called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, I saw that. I'm very interested in see where they're going to go with that.
Yeah, I hope they don't fuck that up.
Because it looks like, from what I saw the commercials for it, is that they're taking one normal human and putting him in charge of superhumans.
Yeah, I really don't want them to fuck that up because, yeah. You know, if they do this right, then this could open the whole floodgates to comic book TV series.
Yes, it could.
And I was really looking, you know, there was a rumor at one point that there was going to be a live-action Star Wars TV series. I doubt that'll happen now unless it's on Disney Channel. But
well, Disney has it now, so...
Yeah.
It's possible that they'll do something like that.
Yeah, it'll be little kids being Jedis or something. It'll be stupid.
Well, if you go by any of the canon of the books and stuff like that, I mean, after they got rid of the Emperor, supposedly Luke and Leia and have kids, and these kids are the next generation of Jedi.
Yeah, I've read
so
a lot of those books.
Being trained. I haven't really read them, so.
Yeah, I've got about 40 of those books.
So, I mean, thinking that maybe they'll do that, where they do the quote-unquote Jedi Academy.
Yeah, but those are really good books.
Okay.
Yeah, and most of them are, like, you don't have to start at the beginning and read all the way through. But most of them are like 5 or 6 book series, all in their own right.
Hmm.
And
okay.
At least when Lucas was in charge of it, as far as I understand it from the Wowpedia, or not the Wowpedia, the Wikipedia, from the Wikipedia page, was that the only thing George Lucas had absolute control over on the books was which characters were going to live and which ones were going to die, and kind of a general direction. But he gave the writers pretty much free reign. I believe. I could be wrong on that.
All I knew about it is that it had to all be approved by him for it to become canon.
I don't know that anything in the books could be considered canon.
The only other thing I think that we both should say is how we could how people can get a hold of us if they want to.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. You can get hold of me at wildwind01@gmail.com, and I'm on Twitter @wildwind.
And for me, you can get me as a zombieman @gmail.com, or you can get a hold of me on Twitter at symbol zombie Dan. And zombie is spelled with two E's instead of the IE process. So it's ZOMBEEMAN at gmail.com. And zombie Dan is ZOMBEEDAN. And the only other thing is I have a blog called the Zombie Man Cast of Characters, and that's the only other way you can get a hold of me too, is you can leave a comment on anything I've written and stuff. I'm planning on putting this in this podcasting webpage in there too as soon as we get it up and running.
And I've also got a website. It's breakingwind.wordpress.com.
Oh yeah, mine's zombieman at zombieman.blogspot.com.
So there is all of our information. I hope you enjoyed the show, and see you next time.
Yes, see you next time, and give us a holler to let us know how well we did. Thank you very much.